Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? A real gut punch that leaves you scrambling to catch your breath? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can feel like one of those curveballs, navigating grief and loss in a healthy way. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Grief? That's heavy stuff, Riley. And you're right, it is. But trust me, talking about it openly, honestly, and even with a little humor, because sometimes that's the best medicine, can make all the difference. Because grief isn't something we should sweep under the rug. It's a natural human emotion, and it deserves to be acknowledged, processed, and eventually healed from. So, how do we do that? How do we navigate this sometimes murky territory without losing ourselves in the process? Here are 5 key takeaways that might just help. First off, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Forget those societal expectations and timelines. Your journey is unique, just like you. Some days you might feel a tidal wave of sadness, while others you might find moments of unexpected joy. That's perfectly normal. Don't judge yourself for your emotions, let them flow, and remember that healing takes time, sometimes years. Second, lean on your support system. You know those friends and family who always have your back? Now's the time to reach out. Share your feelings, tell your stories, and let them hold space for you. Even if they don't know exactly what to say, just their presence can be a source of comfort. Third, practice self-care. Grief can be exhausting both emotionally and physically. Make sure you're prioritizing things that nourish your soul. Getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, moving your body, engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be journaling, talking to a therapist, creating art, listening to music, spending time in nature, whatever helps you process and express what you're going through. Bottling things up will only prolong the pain. And lastly, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days, but with each passing day, you'll become stronger, more resilient, and able to carry your loved one's memory with grace and love. Ever felt like grief was this insurmountable wall, blocking you from moving forward? You know that feeling when everything feels so heavy, you just want to curl up and hide? Let me tell you, I get it. A few years back, my beloved dog passed away. She wasn't just a pet, she was my best friend, my confidant, the one who always greeted me with a wagging tail and unconditional love. The first few weeks were a blur of sadness, denial, and even anger. I felt lost, adrift in a sea of grief. It was like someone had ripped a hole in my heart, leaving me raw and exposed. One day, while staring out the window, remembering all our walks together, I realized something. Hiding wouldn't help. The pain wouldn't magically disappear if I ignored it. Instead, I decided to do something radical. I started talking about her, sharing stories, and laughing at our silly antics. And you know what? It helped. It brought me closer to the people who loved her too, and it reminded me of the beautiful life we shared. It was a long journey, but slowly, I began to heal. So, remember this. Grief is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with each step you take towards acknowledging your feelings, processing them, and honoring the memory of your loved one, you'll find yourself moving closer to healing. Don't try to navigate it alone. Reach out for support, practice self-care, and remember that there are people who understand what you're going through. You are not defined by your grief, you are a person with strength, resilience, and the capacity to love and heal. And trust me, on the other side of this journey, there's light, hope, and the possibility of finding peace. So go out there, embrace those who love you, honor the memory of those you've lost, and remember. You are not alone. This is Riley Hart, signing off from Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with insights and strategies to help you navigate life's challenges and thrive in every moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.